Hey folks, Dan Froh here with your closing bell for August 6th, 2025. So if you look at this rate chart over here that we look at every day, you wouldn't think really there was much going on today, but I beckon your call there. If you go over to the stock market and the equity markets, you see now Donald Trump, president, just vowed 100% tariffs on chip manufacturers unless you build them in the United States. Yet another thing that we're focused in on today, but the good news about all this is that really didn't do much to the bond market. We had a great bond auction. I'll show you that here in a second. And mortgage rates really didn't do much either. So I'll give this a double thumbs up day, because even though we have all this news, as well as maybe 100% tariffs also on India, the markets seem to be just letting that beat off their shoulders. But some good news is Apple earnings came in today and they were pretty good. And they also vowed to build and spend a lot of money in the United States. So how does all this play a role in these? Well, that's what I'm hoping to explain to you guys today. So without further ado, let's get to it. So here's what we saw in today's reports. We saw basically mortgage rates did nothing. But if you saw the data that came in throughout the day, and let's take it over to Rick Santelli. He's going to summarize a lot of this stuff that happened today. And there's a lot of things in the background you probably didn't even realize was taking place today. And there was also a huge bond auction. He's going to tell us how that went, because all this will play a role, a big role, in where mortgage rates go from here. So Rick, take it away, buddy.
Welcome back to Power Lunch. Turning now to the bond market, the Treasury's 10-year note auction took place just this past hour. Rick Santelli is following all the price action as well. And Rick, we heard a little bit about it in the last hour, but recap for us and please give us that grade.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, as you look at this 12-hour chart, you notice how yields are dipping here a bit? Let's go to that first. Very quickly, it could be headlines about the phone call with Zelensky, the president. There seems as though the Russian scenario, there might be some thawing there. Also, Fed's cook was out and a little bit dovish, so you see yields dropping. But the key is, it wasn't a terrific auction. So the two times we traded 4.25 today was right around 11:40 Eastern, which was a big sell hedge. And then right after the auction at 1 Eastern, then we started to dip down a bit. And if you look at the chart going back to Jobs Friday, you can see how we've been in a very contained range outside of those little blips today to the upside. Finally, 30s minus 10s. It's a spread call to NOB. It's a favorite in Chicago. Maybe you don't trade it, but the fact that it's triple what it was at the end of last year, from 20 to almost 60, implies not only a steeper curve, but stubbornly high long rates. Contessa, Dom, back to you.
Okay, so that's what they're telling us there. So they're expecting rates really not to move all that much. And that's why my estimations for the third quarter and maybe even going into the fourth quarter, we're going to stay at the 6.5% range. I don't see any catalyst to really move us down, especially down like 6. So could we break into the 6.25 range? We might, but I think we're pretty much stabilized right here. We're going to look at the bond market right now. So we focus in on this channel. If you're new to the channel, we focus in on right through here. This is a bond that trades on Wall Street. That's yield is the biggest component of your mortgage rate. There's no need to look at the 10-year treasury, because it doesn't have to play any role in where your mortgage rate is, because it's a completely different bond. So how you really focus in on interest rates on mortgages, look at the mortgage bond. And this is what it's telling us today. Mortgage bond today is up 6 ticks. This is telling us right here. What that means is if the price of the bond goes up, rates come down. And I have a live event today that I did. If you really want to know why I use all these tools up here, all these websites, why some people say I talk a little too much on the political side, but I explain why I have to do these things, because how all these play a role in these over here. So if you want to check out that video, the live event, check it out right through here. It's pretty long, but I think you're going to learn a lot in that video. So what I explained in that video is to show you how when the price of a bond goes up, rates, especially mortgage rates, come down, since this is a mortgage bond. So when the price goes up, rates go down. Prices go down, rates go up. There's a yin-yang relationship there. Okay, so that's what we're seeing today, basically flat. If we go to a two-day chart, you're going to see where it was. We started here. And again, as this goes up, rates come down. There was a huge blip right through here. When was this? I think this was today's opening bell. We crashed and then we kind of recovered all the way through there. And we actually had a couple banks come in with lowering their rates today. So it was great, great information on that, or great news based on this. But up six ticks really doesn't mean anything. What I think's going to come into play next is Thursday's jobs claims numbers. Okay, what we're going to see on Thursday is, tomorrow is Thursday. My apologies, folks. Initial jobless claims and continued jobless claims. What this is going to tell us, how many people lost their jobs for the first time, and then how many people are staying on unemployment, just having a difficult time getting another job. So now we're going to see, is there going to be a big spike in these or not? So I'm not even going out on a limb to see where these numbers are going. I'm going to be like you. I'll come up the opening bell tomorrow. I'll show you where they are and market reactions from there. But that's about it for the rest of Thursday. And I don't really think there's much coming in on Friday. So basically, the markets are just on standby waiting to see what tomorrow's jobs report numbers look like. So that's that. Now, the next thing we want to move over to, we're focusing on the things that are showing us what the economy is doing. So some things might show slow showing, like tomorrow's jobs reports, but let's get over to see how corporations are doing. And I've been doing this right now. What we have is we're in the season where the S&P 500, all those companies are going to predict or give us their earnings reports. So we're going to go through for probably in the next week or so as these companies come up with earnings. Like here we have today, we have Uber, we have Shop, we have McDonald's, we have Disney, we have Uber. All these companies are reporting today. This is like how you and I live. We go to McDonald's and we go to Disney and we take Ubers. So this is giving us an idea how these companies are faring. Are they doing okay? Because if they're not, then we're going to see a retraction in the economy, thus unemployment going up and so forth. We don't want that. So what we're going to do is go over through here. So now you can find this at earningshub.com. And we're going to go first and we're going to look at the revenues of these companies. So we got 18 companies reported up here. I'm just going to go through this and just show you a brief description of them. Of those, we have one that missed their earnings. We have one, what are these? They missed, I think they're just, they missed by just a fraction. So the redder it is, the worse it is, I guess it's what it's saying. So if it's maroon or red, they missed their earnings. But look at all the ones that exceeded their earnings. Okay, and this one must have blew out earnings. Now that's revenue. Let's go to earnings per share because you have to focus in on that as well. So when you look at that, it's kind of the same thing. Only one, two, three, four out of 18 companies missed estimates. All the other ones except one exceeded expectations. So that's telling us the economy still, even with all these unemployment numbers and everything else, is still doing okay, we'll say. Because when you look at what the Federal Reserve monitors, and let's look at that real quick, the Federal Reserve at a glance, I think this is the one, you can go down through here and here's what they're looking at. They control this rate here, the federal funds rate, which probably should be about 3.25 to 3.5, because that's kind of the range where we are in inflation. Even if inflation spikes up, that's where we would be. But we have PCE that continues to rally up, but we're still under 3%. We're over 2.5% there. They want this at 2, but we have this tariff stuff that's going on, and we're still waiting on the sidelines to see how this pans out. The unemployment numbers, well, they ticked up a little bit last week, but we're going to continue. This is where we're really going to monitor that and the state of the economy, how the GDP is going. And right now, GDP is on a positive 3 note. It means the economy is doing pretty well. So all in all, it's not doomsday, but I'm not going to say, we're out of the clear yet. So my thoughts on this is we're going to stay stagnant on mortgage rates right now, about 6.5%, unless tomorrow's employment numbers really throw a monkey wrench into this. I don't see anything other than some tariff news coming in that might, sway these numbers a little bit. But I'm not looking for really any major moves in the market unless we're just throwing a curveball that we just don't know about. So over the next week or two, I'm just thinking rates are going to stay here. Once the tariff news and more data on the economy continues to come in, we're going to see most likely mortgage rates continue to ease, because the federal government, they're even though they're printing a lot of money on the treasuries right now. They're really trying to drive down our national debt, which in the long term will drive down interest rates from there. So that's my expectations for the mid and short term, folks. So if you need some assistance, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, I'd love to be able to help you out. My name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. And what that means to you guys is I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. So if you're out there looking to buy or refinance, we have a slogan that I created. It's one application, one credit pool, and we're going to compare your loan and rates to over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? Well, basically, I work at a federal bank, so that's easy to explain. But the other thing is my federal bank has the ingenuity to say, okay, we want to help more and more of our clients when they call in. We want to be able to make sure we can help them. So we're going to partner up with 30 other banks. And we're going to say we can offer you their rates and their programs. So where else can you go, put in one application, one credit pool, and we're going to compare your loan to 30 different lenders. And I'll be the loan officer during that whole process. So if you want to check this out, just go to therateupdate.com. You can find out more about me and my team. If you click up right there at the top over here, you can find our phone number. A lot of people right now are clicking this Ask Dan button. What that'll do is that'll send an email to me specifically. Give me what you're looking for, and I'll be happy to send a personalized video right back to you guys, helping you out, explaining the situation you're in and what my recommendations would be. If you're in the process of refinancing or buying right now and you have a rate quote and you want me to check with the 33 lenders, see if we can beat them on rates and fees, well, check out the loan estimate review tab we have right through here. You're going to upload your loan estimate. We'll review it within 24 hours to get right back with you and let you know, can we save you on the rates? Can we save you on the fees? How about if we can save you on both of them? We hope to win your business if we do. If you're looking to refinance and that rate just isn't there yet, and you want to just monitor where it, you know, when it hits there, can somebody let me know? I'm going to do that right through here. So if you hit the refinance button, you're going to give me information about your current mortgage. Let me know what rate it takes you to refinance. When it rates hits that point, I'm going to reach out to you. We're going to kick around the numbers, make sure that it works for you. The savings are there, the break-even point, and everything fits. If it does, we'll get you locked in and the paperwork started. So thanks for watching, folks. I hope you enjoy my videos. If you don't mind subscribing over there, I'd appreciate it. But I'll wait to see you back here tomorrow morning with that jobs report. We'll see how those affect these over here. So thanks for watching. Have a great evening. See you next time, and God bless. Bye-bye.